Here it was Wednesday morning. I walked into work here at GIR, opened my office door, on which was scotch-taped a message from Gay Vernon. It said, "Mr. Lyons called at 9:45 last night. Please call him at the following number." Innocently, I called. And what did I get? Benson's Wild Animal Farm is where Mr. Lyons lived, and he had no phone. And then I remembered, it was April Fool's Day. I thought about it all day and decided to call Benson's back the day after to find out how many other people got suckered.
Up until 6 o'clock yesterday evening, I can give you an exact count of 981 people. I understand from my security guards that this phone did not stop up until 2 o'clock this morning. The phones started here again at 8 o'clock this morning from people who had messages left from yesterday, and we received approximately another 25 phone calls this morning. You're talking over 1,000 calls.
That's Connie Preventure from Benson's Wild Animal Farm in Hudson. And do you hear what she's saying? 1,000 people, like me, called to ask for mythical characters, like...
They want Mr. Lion, Mr. Elephant, Mr. Giraffe, Mr. Cougar, Mr. Peacock, Mr. Fox, and it's just endless. Oh, there was even a cute one for Mr. Squirrel and another one for Mr. Pigeon. And we do get this every year, and we turn it into a public relations move because we can't be nasty to these people that are having jokes played on them. And we just tell them, "I'm sorry, but Mr. Lion does not have a phone in his cage. You can come over and see him."
Well, the folks at Benson's may not get nasty, but some of the callers do.
Well, most of them think it's funny, but we have had some very angry people, especially the ones from long distance, from Springfield, Mass., and we had one call from California, a doctor out there, believe it or not. They get kind of angered. Only one person yesterday said, this is one heck of a way for you people to get publicity." And we very carefully explained that that is not our doing. We certainly do not leave messages on people's desks to call us. And we tell them what's going on, and then they end up feeling bad for us.
So if you were one of the hoodwinkers or hoodwinkies, perhaps you should feel sorry for the folks at Benson's. The least you could do now is visit them, because their regular season's about to open.
We are opening Saturday, April 4th.
And if you'd like more information about Benson's Wild Animal Farm in Hudson, legitimately, this is the number to call.
882-2481. And we'll be glad to give anyone any information that they need. Even if they want to ask for Mr. Lion, we'll accommodate them.
For WGIR News, Ed Bruder, Inside New Hampshire.